holding them above her head as his body rolled on top of hers. "No, my sister did, but I can easily fix that." Elle's heart started to pound, and the butterflies she hadn't had in days filled her belly.
"No. Get the hell off of me, Nero. I don't want your skanky germs all over me."
Nero grinned as he bent his head to her neck. "You don't mean that."
"Yes, I do. Yes, I do."
Nero parted her legs underneath him and pressed his clothed, hard dick at her opening.
"Do you want me to stop, baby?"
Nero placed a kiss on her neck. Elle's breath caught in her throat.
"No. Yes."
She slowly got out. Nero still kept his body above her.
"What did I tell you about lying?"
He flicked his tongue out and licked her skin.
"Do you want me to stop?"
Elle's wetness started to seep through her panties. Nero's hardness was just a fabric away. Elle whispered her confession.
"No, but you hurt me. I don't look or act like all the girls you screw around with, and I don't want to be. I will never be enough for you, Nero."
The fact hurt worse than anything she could have imagined. Elle was the complete opposite of the girls he was used to, and it made her feel like Nero wasn't even attracted to her. Nero leaned up so she could see his face.
"I wasn't going to go, and I had planned on letting Amo and Vincent fight over the third girl."
He made sure his eyes told her what he meant.
"I heard Cassandra was going to be there. She wasn't, though, and I was about to leave when Vincent found his sister."
Elle stared at Nero to see if he spoke the truth. She let out a breath, not sure if she should really believe him. Her body might not need the explanation, not caring why he had gone, but her heart and mind needed to understand. Nero started kissing and sucking at a small piece of her neck, his hands running down her arms.
"I didn't mean to hurt you, baby. I admit I made the date, but that was before I finally realized I wanted you."
Elle's heart started picking up the broken pieces, placing them back together. She grabbed Nero's hair, unable to stop her body from touching him. Nero moved his hands down her body to the tops of her bare legs.
"I fucking love the way you look. Your strawberry blonde hair and big blue eyes."
Nero ran one hand up the back of her leg, under the oversized shirt, going over her tiny, boy short panties.
"I love your ass."
Then he went up her belly to grab her breasts over her thin bra.
"And these."
It was hard for Elle to concentrate on his words. She was just glad she'd decided to wear underwear that covered more than her others today, because she couldn't fight Nero. His hands felt too good over her body. As Elle arched into him, her body screaming for more, Nero groaned into her neck, and his hand that hadn't moved from her thigh went to her pussy, holding it through the barely there material. Nero's voice turned harsh.
"I won't fuck you tonight, because I know you're nothing like the girls I've been with, but you're going to let me play."
Elle held her breath, becoming nervous, not knowing what play meant to Nero. She had never experienced anything sexual in her life. She guessed Nero felt her nerves when he kissed her hard on her lips. Her memory of how he tasted wasn't as good as the real thing either. She hungrily kissed him back, trying to make up for the kisses they'd lost. She felt Nero's hand start to rub her through her panties, his whole hand cupping her, grinding across her back and forth. Elle pressed herself harder into his hand, her arousal rising higher as her wetness seeped through her folds. Nero put his lips by her ear.
"You are so fucking wet for me, baby. Have you ever come before?"
Another rush of moisture escaped her as she listened to his words. She didn't want to answer. Nero kept his rhythm on her pussy, but then moved his other hand under her bra to grope the sensitive flesh he had been waiting to hold.
"Have you?"
His whisper was now gone. Elle shook her head, not able to deny Nero his answer. Her chest rose when he rubbed her nipples into tiny peaks. His fingers felt rough over her delicate skin, making it almost unbearable.
Good. The first time you come will be in my hand, and the second time will be with my dick in your pussy.
Nero thrust his tongue in her mouth as his thumb found her clit. The way he was skillfully stroking her nub had her eyes rolling to the back of her head. The pleasure Elle felt rocked her body, and her hips began to thrust uncontrollably, wanting more and more. Elle grabbed Nero for support as she teetered on the edge, her lack of experience not letting her last long. Her head fell back in a moan. She was close. She felt Nero's control shake above her, wanting his own release, but he continued to only pleasure her. Elle started to feel the shuddering, and this time Nero covered her lips as she moaned into his mouth. She squeezed her thighs tighter as the jolts went off within her, making it even more powerful because Nero's hand continued its rhythm. Elle lay there limp as her body went through the aftershocks. Shortly after, her heart started to calm along with the butterflies. She noticed Nero had to take a minute as well. Nero moved his weight off her, rolling on his back and then pulling her to his chest. He spoke through his breath.
Baby, you're more than enough for me.
Elle laughed.
Promise?
Nero kissed her forehead under her bandage.
Promise.
Elle felt her heart start to glue itself back together. Elle gave up in fighting Nero. Her whole instinct and being told her to trust him. He had seen to it that her pleasure came before his, and she figured that had to be pretty hard for him.
Thank you.
Nero lightly tugged her hair and pulled it back so she would look at him.
I'm not going to let you stay a virgin forever. I know you want my dick just as bad as I want your pussy, baby, and that's why it isn't going to last much longer.
Elle smiled at his determination.
We will see.
She knew it was going to last for a while. She was going to make Nero work for that after what he made her feel.
I don't care if he just gave me... Holy shit! I just had my first orgasm.
Elle shoved her face in Nero's chest, not wanting him to see her expression.
Elle?
Nero tried to get her to look at him. She covered her face with her hands when Nero got her head up. It didn't take long for him to remove her hands. She tried not to show she was blushing. Nero laughed, finally understanding.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about with having your first orgasm. If it helps, that was fucking hot as hell.
Elle opened her eyes.
Like that helps.
You're going to have a lot more, Elle, so you might as well get used to it.
Nero made it a fact.
Ah!
Elle rolled her eyes at Nero, and he just laughed at her. Nero was convinced of them being together sexually as well, and looking at the face that never gave up, Elle wondered how long she would last. Elle's head started to sting a little, reminding her how she'd ended up here in the first place. She could still hear the sound in her ear before she had passed out. Elle grabbed Nero's hand to look at it. She could tell he didn't want her to see it, but Elle studied his hand anyway. It had been healing the last time she had looked at it, but now the whole hand was seriously messed up. Every knuckle was inflamed and bloody-looking. She had no idea how they weren't broken.
What did you do with him?
Nero didn't sugarcoat it.
I beat the shit out of him and left him there.
Elle thought that should have scared her or resonated with her. Instead, she brought his hand to her lips and placed kisses over each knuckle.
You should get someone to look at this, Nero.
It'll be fine. I'll go disinfect it and wrap it up later.
Elle looked up at him, pleading.
Can you please quit fighting now? Trying not to doesn't work for you.
Nero waited a moment to answer.
Yes, for you, I will.
I've heard that before. That's what you said last time.
Nero shrugged.
I mean it this time.
Elle heard Nero's phone ding.
Chloe's here.
What? She is?
Yeah. So are Amo and Vincent.
Chapter 31. Not even a morsel was left. Elle went down the huge wrought iron staircase into the foyer. Nero had given her tiny shorts and said they were his sister's.
They don't look any different than my underwear, but at least I'm a little bit more clothed.
Nero had called Chloe from Elle's cell, telling her what happened and that Elle was going to sleep over at his house for the night. When he'd asked her to cover for Elle and say she was spending the night at Chloe's, she had insisted on seeing Elle to make sure she was all right. The only thing Elle didn't know was why Amo and Vincent had decided to show up. Elle finally got to the bottom of the staircase where Chloe was waiting. She instantly knew Chloe must have been at an important dinner by the way she was dressed. She wore a black, long-sleeved, peplum dress with black tights and heels. Her outfit was meant to be business attire, but Chloe's curves made it look like she was dressed to go on a hot date.
"You didn't leave until it was over, did you?"
Elle was worried. She didn't want Chloe to get in trouble. Chloe silently shook her head. Elle saw that Chloe was a little rattled at what had happened to her. She'd figured that would happen. She tried to smile for her friend.
"I'm okay. Thankfully Nero was there, and that's all that matters."
Elle wished she could properly comfort her friend by giving her a hug or anything, but she never could, having to use only her words. Chloe nodded. Elle whispered,
"Do you think Mom will believe I'm spending the night over at your house?"
Elle was going to have to think of a reason why, because after 3.5 years, Elle had never spent the night over there. She had almost spent the night at Chloe's once, right after they had become friends, but unfortunately it hadn't lasted very long until Elle left, asking Chloe to come with her. Chloe finally spoke.
I don't know.
Elle didn't either.
What if I told her we have a project due tomorrow?
Chloe tried to ease up.
It might work.
Come in here a second,
Nero yelled from the other room. Elle didn't know why Nero needed to yell.
Why couldn't he come and tell me?
Then she remembered he was Italian.
Oh, yeah, right.
Elle and Chloe followed the voice, leaving the foyer and going into a huge room that was the living room and kitchen combined. The space was ginormous. She wanted to see what the outside looked like because she was pretty sure it was a small mansion. As Elle walked towards Nero, only seeing the back of him, she also noticed Vincent, Amo, and Leo beside him.
Great.
She saw Nero turn to look at her, and behind him, one tall-legged golden blonde appeared. She was stunning and looked like a young Victoria's Secret model, even in a floral, modest dress. Elle had remembered seeing her at school, but she had never spoken to upperclassmen or even met any of them. The kids in her grade were already bad enough. Elle watched her walk towards her, and then the girl gave her a hug.
"You must be Elle. It's nice to meet you."
Her voice sounded sweet, which was the opposite of what she thought it would sound like.
"This is my sister Maria,"
Nero laughed, looking at her stunned face. Elle lightly hugged her back.
"Nice to meet you, too."
Maria pulled away and went to hug Chloe, but Chloe took a step back. Elle tried to laugh it off.
"This is Chloe. She's a little bit of a germaphobe."
"Oh, sorry, I'm a hugger, and I haven't learned yet that everyone else isn't. Nice to meet you, Chloe."
Chloe tried to smile.
"You, too."
Elle quickly asked,
"How many are there of you guys?"
Elle wanted to know if she should prepare herself for another Caruso sibling. Maria laughed.
"There's one more. Luca, he's the oldest. Then you just have me, Nero, and then Leo. Oh, and Dad, but that's all of us that live here anyway."
Elle knew Maria was older than Nero, but she also knew it couldn't be by much.
"And another brother?"
Elle admitted she wasn't very anxious to meet the oldest brother. She had a feeling if the two youngest boys were heartbreakers, she didn't want to see the oldest.
"That's a lot of Carusos."
"You did know Nero was Italian, right?"
Maria pulled Elle over to the couch and waved for Chloe to come as well. Elle was taken off guard by her.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
After she sat down on the couch next to Maria, Chloe sat down on the other side of her. Maria whispered to her and Chloe,
"I haven't talked to anyone besides my family since last semester. I just have to get through this week, then classes start back again."
Elle and Chloe both started to laugh. Now Elle understood the poor girl. She was surrounded by guys and had been dying for female companionship.
"They won't let you leave?"
"I go to college, and they still treat me like I'm 13 years old."
Elle knew at one look why they treated her like that.
She's the definition of a bombshell.
She just wondered what their parents looked like to create three knockout children. The fourth one remained to be seen.
"Do you go to the university here?"
"Yep. I didn't have an option to apply anywhere else."
Maria shook her head.
"What are you going for?"
Elle asked her.
"Business."
Maria looked over at Chloe.
"I love your outfit."
Chloe raised her eyebrows.
"Thank you."
Elle knew Chloe was shocked, not expecting or used to getting compliments from anyone. Elle started to like Maria. All the pretty girls at school were mean to her and Chloe, and none of them were even close to being as pretty as Maria. She felt bad for her, though. Clearly they had gone to the next level in overprotecting.
"Maybe I can talk Nero into us three going shopping."
Maria's face lit up.
"Yes, I am dying to go shopping. That would be so much fun."
Elle smiled, knowing how well they were all going to get along. They spent some time talking and laughing about movies, clothes, and makeup, while the boys talked about God knew what. Nero had ordered some pizzas, insisting she needed to eat something. By the amount of pizzas he'd ordered, however, everyone benefited from her needing to eat. Once the pizzas arrived, Elle noticed how uncomfortable Chloe was getting in a group and different environment. She saw her eyeing two doors that led into the backyard, and from what she could glimpse, a beautiful garden.
"Do you think Nero would mind if I walked out there?"
Chloe whispered to her when everyone got up to go to the table. Elle shook her head.
"No, he shouldn't."
Elle smiled at her, knowing she needed some fresh air.
"Go on."
Elle and Chloe both stood but went in opposite directions. Elle went to the table where everyone was around the pizza boxes, grabbing a slice, and Chloe walked out the back doors. Vincent threw his arm around her.
"How are you doing, sweetheart?"
Elle laughed at him, remembering him asking that the first time she had gotten hurt.
"I'm fine, just another bump on the head."
"Yeah, I know you are."
Vincent laughed, dropping his arm to take a seat at the table. Elle looked at the only seat left, which was beside Nero. All the other chairs were spaced a little bit out, but this one was really close to Nero's chair. She took the seat, her leg lying against his. She noticed he didn't look very happy, though. He had obviously heard that it was just another bump on the head. She watched Nero take a slice of pizza out of the box and throw it on a plate. He slid it in front of her. "Eat." Elle honestly didn't feel hungry, yet Nero's face told her she better eat. She figured she could take a few bites to make him happy.
"Where's Chloe?"
Amo asked, looking around. Elle quickly responded,
"She already ate before coming over and had been dying to see the backyard."
She turned towards Nero.
"I hope that's okay."
Nero nodded to her as he took a bite. They all talked around the table, and she watched the boys throw back pizza like it was nothing. Elle had taken her few bites and called it quits. Subsequently, she just sipped on her water that Nero had put on the table, waiting for her. Nero draped his arm over the back of her chair.
"Aren't you going to finish that?"
Elle looked at Nero and shook her head.
"I'm not that hungry." "You lose your appetite when someone tries to kidnap you."
"You need to eat."
Nero looked like he didn't want to be tested. Elle looked around the table and noticed no one was paying them any attention.
"I really can't eat. I'm not hung..."
Nero's other hand shot out to the high part of her bare thigh.
"Finish the pizza."
Elle stared at Nero before she slowly picked up her slice. She had no idea why, other than her body aimed to please him. She always got a tingly feeling under her skin when she did as Nero asked. Elle took a bite, the feeling of sickness strangely gone, and the taste was now delicious. As she felt Nero start to rub her thigh in agreement, Elle took another bite and licked at the little bit of red sauce left on her lip. Nero rubbed her thigh higher under the table, and Elle's heart pumped faster. Elle found it erotic as she continued to eat her pizza, that no one knew Nero continued to praise her by rubbing her thigh in different motions. After she had eaten every bite and even licked her fingers, Nero gave her a special touch, lightly grazing her femininity. When not even a morsel was left, Elle came out of her haze.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Chapter 32. I didn't mean to scare you. Chloe sat under the beautiful white gazebo that sat in the middle of what was possibly a garden with white lights strung around. She thought the backyard was lovelier than the inside, and that was saying a lot. There was a light snowfall dusting the backyard. She had never seen anything whiter. The backyard was huge for Kansas City. She could only imagine what the yard looked like during the spring. She just wished she could see it. The gazebo had an iron bench, two chairs, and a small table, all close together. Luckily, they hadn't accumulated any snow yet because of the roof. She had chosen to sit on the bench since it was in the middle, overlooking the whole backyard. She felt a sudden peacefulness here in the backyard.
I would live here if I could.
Technically, Chloe wanted to live anywhere besides where she did now. That was why she had applied to every college in the country, practically. She only had a few months to go, and then she would run as far as she could get. She was happy she'd decided to sneak out here, doing what she had always done. Chloe had always snuck away if she had to go to a function with her father or if important people had come to hers. Chloe was always there for the looks.
For a picture-perfect family.
Little did the city know how much of a fraud it was. Chloe moved her eyes to the house, peering into it, seeing them all sitting around the table, laughing and eating pizza.
I don't belong anywhere.
She had trouble fitting in. Every time she met a new person, she felt like they only stared at her scars. She had lost all confidence in herself when she had gotten the marks. Before them, she had been outgoing and free. Now she could barely talk to anyone, merely responding minimally.
The only person I can be myself with is Elle.
Being around Elle, she felt safe, and the old Chloe was able to come out. However, once someone else came around them, she cowered back. Recently, however, she would peek her head out when she was around Nero, Amo, Vincent, Leo, and just now Maria.
A little.
She didn't even understand why she was, because honestly, people scared her, and she had good reason as to why. Chloe continued to watch them.
I don't think they even know I'm gone.
Her heart had been empty for too long, wanting to find a safe place she could belong.
Hey, darling,
a deep voice sounded behind her. Chloe jumped at the sound. A second later, a man appeared on the other side of the rails. He was terrifyingly beautiful and scared the hell out of her, regardless of how handsome he was. She didn't think a man that good-looking should ever exist, nor a man that chilling. Chloe didn't move a muscle, completely frozen in place. He kept walking toward the entrance of the gazebo and went up the step.
I didn't mean to scare you.
She had no idea how she hadn't heard him. She didn't even know where he had come from. She watched him lean up on a pillar, blocking her exit. After every hair had managed to stand up on her body at one look of his eyes, Chloe darted her gaze down to her lap and started fiddling with her hands.
I'm Nero's brother, Luca. I would shake your hand, but you wouldn't shake it anyway.
Chloe quickly glanced back up at him before looking down again.
How did he know that?
Luca read her eyes.
I overheard that you're apparently germophobic.
Chloe glanced back up at him again.
Apparently?
He was really starting to freak her out now. Chloe attempted to decide if she should honestly be afraid and try to run away.
Yes, I should.
However, Luca was blocking the only exit, and she was not going anywhere near him. Chloe saw him move. As a result, she regretfully had to look at him again. She held her breath when he put his hand into his pocket to pull something out. When a pack of cigarettes came out, she let out her breath. She continued to watch him pull a cigarette out and then hold it between his lips as he put the pack back in his pocket. Going into his other pocket, he pulled out a lighter. Chloe thought she was going to have a heart attack if he went into his pocket again. Luca flipped his lighter open and lit the end, making it burn a bright red as he inhaled.
You don't mind, do you?
Chloe slowly shook her head. She wished she could look away from him, but she was too afraid. She could tell he was Nero's brother without a doubt. They both oozed confidence and sex. They looked very similar as well. Luca had the same skin color, but she couldn't quite tell if his hair was black or brown. The same went with his eyes. She couldn't tell if they were blue or green. She would swear they were one color before the string lights picked up the other color, changing her mind all over again. Luca, however, was a billion times more frightening and a million times more handsome than Nero. She figured it had to do with the age gap, but one thing they were very different about was the way they dressed. Nero only dressed in button-up shirts and slacks, while Luca was wearing a black sweatshirt and dark, loose jeans. She wasn't used to seeing hair as long as his. It was swept back, yet it touched the back of his neck. He clearly didn't care if it wasn't trimmed and neat, just like his unshaven stubble. Everyone she was around always looked immaculate, making his bad boy appearance more like, "Don't cross me or I will murder your entire family tree."
"I don't think it matters what he wears. He would look like that regardless."
"Aren't you a little cold out here, darling?"
His voice also oozed just as much confidence as Nero. She felt uncomfortable with him calling her that.
"If I tell him my name, he'll stop."
My name is Chloe."
She watched him smile as he took a puff, holding the cigarette between his thumb and index finger. He exhaled.
"The mayor's daughter, right?"
Chloe nodded gently. She knew that practically everyone was aware she was the mayor's only child.
"Right?"
"You were in that car wreck a few years back. I remember reading about it in the papers. Is that how you tell everyone you got those scars?"
Luca tapped his ashes in the snow without moving his eyes from her. Chloe swallowed and looked back down at her hands.
"That is how I got them."
"No, it's not. I know a knife cut when I see one."
Chloe glimpsed back up at him.
"How did he know?" I don't know what you're talking about."
Luca flicked his cigarette in the yard.
"Yeah, you do."
A chill went down her spine at his words, causing her to stand, not able to stay around him any longer, and not liking where this was headed. She walked a step forward, hoping he would move. His muscular frame was blocking the whole entryway. She didn't want to know how many hours he'd spent in the gym. She could see his muscles through his thick, dark sweatshirt. When he still didn't move, she gradually moved up more.
"Please move. Please move."
Chloe was now just a few small steps away, refusing to go any farther.
Can you let me through?"
Her legs started to shake when he dipped his hand back into his pocket. Her heels made it hard for her to hold herself up. Luca pulled out another cigarette and flipped his lighter open. He slowly lit the end, not moving his eyes from her. He blew the smoke out, making it roll over her body. Instead of putting the lighter back in his pocket, he flicked it again, and the silver Zippo shot out a flame. Luca did one of his tricks, rolling the lighted Zippo in between each of his fingers.
"I will, if you tell me how old you are."
"Wait, what?"
Chloe became entranced, staring at the flame expertly passing through his fingers. She didn't know how he didn't let it burn himself. Chloe mindlessly answered and asked her own question, captivated by the glow.
17. You?
Luca suddenly flipped the lighter closed.
26.
Something told her he wasn't very happy about her answer by the look on his face.
26.
She had no clue why she'd asked how old he was. After she'd watched him move slightly to let her pass, she really wished he would give her more room than that. Chloe slowly walked up and turned her body to the side, keeping her eyes on him, afraid he would move when she passed through. She held her breath as she carefully started to move by him. Her face came to the middle of his chest, even in heels, and his shoulder came right above her head. When she had successfully passed him, somehow with just mere centimeters apart, Chloe started walking as fast as she could, trying not to run back to the house. Luca's voice carried across the yard.
You can't run from the truth forever, darling.
Chloe picked her feet up faster.
Yes, I can. I've been doing it for years.
Chapter 33. The Sound of Defeat. Nero waited until his crew had walked out the front door before he pulled his sister to the side, asking her to take Elle to her closet to pick out something to wear to school tomorrow. He lucked out right after when Chloe told her to go on and that she was going to leave now, too. He watched Elle run out of the living room with his sister, loving the way she looked wearing his shirt. Nero had managed to win her back, panting and moaning underneath him.
I love the sound of defeat.
However, he still couldn't wrap his head around the fact that he hadn't fucked her right there. She was hot and ready, yet still he had denied his body to claim her.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
He didn't know if fucking her too early would taint her and make her think she was like all the other girls he'd fucked, or if fucking her before she learned the truth bothered him. Regardless, Nero had been given a little taste of her, and he was ready for the whole damn strawberry cake.
I really need to fucking thank Luca.
Then he remembered her lying there helpless, and he changed his mind. He understood why Luca had done those things. Luca had tested the water with the college kid in the diner to see if he rattled Nero. Then he broke them up, because clearly Luca had been following them, and knew he couldn't get close to her without Nero constantly around her, which all brought them to her being snatched. It was a test, because Nero shouldn't have cared what happened to her. Elle turning up dead would be the best thing for the family, but instead, Nero had fought for her life, showing his cards to Luca, his brother, and his underboss. That could have turned out very badly for Elle and him.
It still could if Luca tells Dad.
Nero didn't think his brother would. He wanted something to gain from the whole thing, and Nero needed to figure out exactly what that was. Nero watched Chloe put her coat on and then walked up to her.
Could I talk to you? I need to show you something.
Yeah,
Chloe said nervously. Before he'd even asked, he knew she wasn't going to be comfortable with what they were going to talk about. Nero grabbed a jacket that hung beside Chloe's.
Here, walk with me.
Nero walked towards his back door that she had gone out earlier. He opened the door for her and saw her nerves had kicked in.
Please, it's about Elle.
Chloe hesitantly walked out the door with him, and then he pulled the door to a close. Nero started walking once he was greeted with the winter wonderland.
My mom spent months landscaping this backyard. When she was finally finished, she spent practically a whole day out here.
Nero stopped to smile.
I still remember her crying when it turned cold and all her flowers would die.
It's beautiful,
Chloe whispered. Nero kept walking through the huge yard, going toward the gazebo.
It is. My mom used to stare at the back door, dying to escape.
Chloe looked up at him.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Nero laughed. It's okay.
I'm glad someone could enjoy it again.
I wish I could have seen it in the spring,
Chloe confessed. As Nero walked up the step and took a seat on the chair, he watched Chloe take a seat on the middle of the bench. He saw her stare out into the backyard and could see the glint in her eyes.
Sadly, it doesn't look the same anymore. Now that she's passed away, it's not kept up the same and most of the flowers don't return.
Chloe looked back at him, the glint now gone.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Nero nodded, thanking her. It was time to move on to why he needed to talk to her, though.
You know I like Elle, right?
Chloe nodded.
Yes, I do.
Then you know I need to know everyone that has ever touched her.
Chloe started wringing her hands.
Why can't you ask Elle?
Nero shook his head.
She won't fucking tell me.
She won't tell me.
I don't want to tell you either.
Nero took a deep breath.
I thought you would say that.
Nero raised his hand and they heard the back door to the house open. He watched Chloe see them appear. He could tell she contemplated running away. A moment later, however, Amo and Vincent joined them in the gazebo. Amo and Vincent sat on either side of her while Chloe held her hands tightly and tried to become as small as possible. Both made sure an inch of room separated their bodies from hers. Vincent handed Chloe a book. Chloe swallowed as she took it, flipping to the first page. Nero watched her flip through the pages. She had clearly never seen it before, not knowing that Elle had made it. He studied her face carefully as new pictures unfolded. When she was on the last page and there were no more to be turned, he spoke.
Now, walk me through the pictures and tell me how she got every mark.
Chloe's eyes danced between the boys.
I can't. You all are not going to hurt me.
Nero pushed his hair back, uncertain of what to do. He thought it would spill out of her when she was surrounded by them. She was calling his bluff, though.
And I don't want to have to. I think she needs some persuading, brother.
He heard Luca's voice from behind the gazebo and watched him walk up to join them. Nero looked back at Chloe and saw her grip the photo album in her hands. As Luca walked up, towering over her, Chloe slowly looked up at him and swallowed. Then Luca placed his hands on the open book and started pulling. Chloe released it, letting it slide right out of her hands.
Thanks, darling.
Luca placed the book on the black, small iron table meant for iced tea and beer. Then he picked up the table and dropped it down right in front of her, making her jump from the noise. Nero watched his brother push his chair close to the table. Nero stood up as well, pushing his in closer. He had a feeling the two had already met.
When was that?
He looked over at Amo, who was squeezing his fists, clearly not happy with Luca's appearance. Nero pushed his thoughts aside. He wasn't here for that. He looked down at the book before them that was still on the last page. Luca pulled out a cigarette.
We'll go backwards.
He lit the end.
Tell him everything you know.
Then he flipped the lighter closed. Chloe watched the smoke envelop her face and then looked down at the book.
I...
Nero jumped in.
Let's start slow. What did she tell her parents when she came home with bruises, scratches, and broken bones?
Chloe tried to start.
At first?
Luca flicked his lighter on, weaving it through his fingers. Chloe took a deep breath, staring into the flame.
At first, she tried her best to hide them by wearing lots of clothes. She told me she would slowly reveal a different mark each day to pretend it happened that day.
Chloe squeezed her hands tightly together.
Then, when they got worse, she lied and told them she'd joined soccer. She got away with it because they hardly left the house since her dad was still recovering. That made it easy for her. They didn't get caught up in the details, worrying over his accident. Eventually, I think they got used to her getting hurt since she pretended to be so clumsy, so she was able to stop telling her parents she played soccer, and they just believed she was accident-prone.
Nero squeezed the bridge of his nose. That was only the beginning. He watched her turn numb, staring blankly into the fire Luca held in his hands. She went through the pictures, explaining what had happened and who had done it. His body turned numb with hers, his mind taking in all the information, careful not to miss a detail. He had been taken through the first half of senior year, junior year, and sophomore year. When she got to freshman year, she told him about how Sebastian had taken a fucking book to her face and her arm. Chloe turned the page, coming to the first picture of her and Chloe together. There weren't any visible marks, however. That was when Elle's hair was the shortest, and Chloe's scars the freshest. Chloe didn't say anything about the picture. Nero watched Chloe's face turn from nothing into sadness. There was something she wasn't saying. He went into his pocket and pulled out a picture from his billfold.
I found this behind that picture.
Chloe watched Nero toss a picture of Elle on top of the other one. She started shaking her head.
I don't want...
Nero leaned forward and put his elbows on his knees.
Tell me.
I can't do it. You'll hate me.
Chloe couldn't stop fidgeting with her hands.
Maybe she's had enough,
Amo told him. Luca flipped his lighter shut with a hard snap.
She's fine.
Nero looked at Amo, unable to hide the way he felt about pushing Chloe too far. He wondered if he should let her stop and just be satisfied with everything she had given him already.
No. Tell me.
This time, he spoke a little harsher. Luca started back with the flicker of light. He moved it through his hands, starting and stopping the flame with a different finger from each trick he did. Chloe moved the picture to uncover the one beneath it again. She returned to her numbness.
Cassandra started talking to me right when school started. She was popular, and I just wanted to fit in. She started saying mean things to people, and I would just sit there and listen to her. I felt bad and wanted to say something, but I didn't because I was afraid she would start picking on me.
Chloe took a deep breath.
One day, we were in the locker room and she gave me a pair of scissors. She said something to Elle about her father, and for the first time, I heard someone talk back to her. Elle started to walk away when Cassandra, Stacy, and Stephanie pinned her to the ground, hitting her head. When Cassandra asked me to hand her the scissors, I didn't want to, but Cassandra asked me if I wanted to end up like her, so I gave them to her. She was jealous of Elle's hair, so she cut it all off. That was the first time Elle and I ever met.
Nero took a breath. He was disappointed in Chloe, but he understood the pressure of high school. He had known there was a reason why Elle had short hair after so many years of not cutting it, but that didn't explain the picture of Elle clearly beaten to a pulp.
What happened to her, Chloe?
Cassandra, Stacy, and Stephanie wanted to smoke behind the school with Sebastian during lunch. We met Elle on our way, and Cassandra told him she had talked back to her in the locker room. Sebastian dragged her outside, and they all started kicking her and beating her.
Chloe started digging her nails in her hands. Nero started to get sick. He noticed Amo and Vincent were having a hard time as well. He knew that wasn't all of it, though. There was something she didn't want to tell.
Finish the story.
Chloe dug in a little more.
I was scared and just stood there. When they were done, they started to walk away, but Sebastian noticed I hadn't joined in. He told me I better kick her.
Chloe removed her eyes from the flame and looked at the photo.
They had taken a picture of her and gave it to her later as a reminder. When I walked up to her and saw her like that, I couldn't do it. Elle saw that I wasn't going to, so she mouthed for me to kick her, and I heard her say it didn't hurt anymore.
Chloe looked up at Nero.
I kicked her hard enough to make Sebastian happy so they would leave. When I looked at her eyes, she begged me to go with them, so I did. I don't know why she cared about what they would do to me if I didn't, because I didn't care about her enough to stand up for her.
Nero took a long, deep breath, unable to look at Chloe any longer. He hated what she had done to Elle, but he knew Chloe had already clearly suffered. He figured her suffering was what had brought them together, yet that was a story Chloe wouldn't be able to tell. Nero watched Luca pick the book up and flip through the pages himself. Luca looked up at Chloe.
How come you were never hurt?
What?
Chloe looked back at him. Luca slammed the book closed.
Why did they only ever hurt Elle?
Chloe bit her lip.
She wouldn't ever let them touch me. If they tried, Elle would do something to make them hit her instead.
That's enough. You can go.
Nero stood and turned his back to her, walking to the rail of the gazebo to hold him up.
She works so she can go to school and get the shit beat out of her just so Chloe doesn't get hurt.
While Chloe solemnly stood and left the gazebo, Nero was on the verge of losing his mind. He'd found out everything he had wanted to know. Sebastian had done the most gruesome things to her over the years. He's going to fucking die. Cassandra and everyone else who had witnessed or done something to her were all going to get what they deserved as well. But right now, Sebastian was his main priority.
It's taking everything in me not to fucking go out and get even right now.
When Chloe had gone through the back door to leave, Nero turned around and saw the same battle in Amo and Vincent's eyes. Vincent stood.
How in the fuck is she still sane or alive? Please tell me we start tonight.
Nero's hands wanted retribution, but his mind hesitated.
Go home. I'll call you if I decide to do anything.
Vincent nodded before he disappeared. Nero watched Amo stand. He clearly wanted to say something as he stared Luca down until he finally walked away.
What are you going to do, brother?
Nero looked over at Luca. He had never been able to figure out what went through his mind. His brother was never much for words, nor did he really care about anything in his life. But tonight, he had seen something different. Nero sat back down in the chair.
What do you think?
Luca flicked his lighter and stared into the flame.
I think killing is way too fucking easy.
Chapter 34. A lot of makeup caking. Elle sat on Nero's bed, wondering what had happened. Everything seemed fine. The night had been great. And then Nero had told her to go upstairs with Maria. Elle and Maria had really had a good time. She'd tried on whatever Maria had told her to and ended up with Maria giving her a couple of things.
Well, the ones that weren't too girly.
Maria liked flowers and pink too much for Elle's taste. But Maria had a few things she had bought when she went through a phase. Elle hadn't wanted to take them, but Maria had insisted, saying she was going to give them away anyway. After looking at Maria's huge walk-in closet that was filled to capacity, Elle hadn't felt too badly. Then, when Nero had come into Maria's bedroom, his face had been scarier than she had ever seen it. All he said to Elle was,
"My room, now."
Elle could feel his fury radiating from his body as she had sat on his bed and Nero had gone into his bathroom. Now here Elle was, confused and worried, sitting on his bed, listening to the shower run. After a bit, she decided to use the time to call her boss and tell him why she didn't make it to work tonight, hoping to sidetrack her mind. When the call ended, she had thought he must have fallen in by how long it was taking him to take a shower, but then she heard the water turn off. Elle was biting her nails, waiting for the door to open, and when it finally did, her heart stopped. Nero came out of the bathroom, still dripping wet. She had never seen him in anything other than dress clothes, and now he was wearing a towel low around his hips. She watched his perfectly toned body move toward his dresser. I mean, perfect. You could see every muscle under Nero's skin. They weren't bulky. His body was lean and cut. Everything is defined. His arms, his chest, and his abs. Elle followed a drop of water going down his abdomen, drifting down his dark skin until his towel captured it right above his... Elle turned her head with a snap.
Don't change in here.
She had seen the towel start to drop.
Turn your head then.
I am. Elle mocked him. She crossed her arms and kept her head turned. However, her gaze slowly drifted to see out of the corner of her eye. When she saw his ass, she quickly snapped them back in place, licking her lips and trying not to think of how glorious his ass had looked. Elle felt a breeze under the covers, so she turned her head and saw Nero getting under the sheets, wearing dark boxer briefs. She tried to get up to get off the bed.
Clearly, Nero is ready for bed.
Nero grabbed her hand.
Where do you think you're going?
I thought I could sleep with Maria tonight.
Nero pulled her down beside him, pinning her upper body under his.
No, you're not.
How does he always do that?
Elle had no idea how Nero always managed to mold her body like putty to the way he saw fit. Elle tried to push off his unclothed chest.
Nero, I'm not sleeping with you.
Yes, you are.
Nero's voice commanded her. Elle's body betrayed her again, giving in to Nero's demand, even though she had never slept beside a boy before. She figured he had just given her her first orgasm. Therefore, sleeping beside each other was a step down.
Right? Then could you please change?
I usually sleep naked. Would you prefer that?
Nero mocked her. Elle quickly responded,
No.
She tried to ease into Nero and the bed. His anger had lessened, yet she could still tell he was mad, making her unable to relax. Minutes had passed of them lying in the silence before Elle began to really worry.
Did I do something wrong?
Elle whispered. Nero took a deep breath and pulled her into him closer.
No, baby. You didn't do anything wrong.
Elle released her own breath and was able to sink into him, finally able to enjoy the warmth and feel of his body beneath her, making her own body melt next to his. Whatever it was that was bothering Nero, he didn't want to talk about it, and since he didn't, Elle would let it be.
I had a nice time tonight, thank you.
She hadn't even thanked Nero for saving her life. Nero started moving his fingers up and down her back.
You don't have to thank me. I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. I like your sister. Hugs and all.
Elle really did enjoy Maria's company. It was refreshing to find a wealthy, gorgeous girl who wasn't mean to her. Nero laughed.
I thought you would.
Now that Nero was in a better mood, she thought she could ask a favor.
I especially liked her closet. She gave me some clothes she was throwing out, so her closet is getting pretty bare.
Nero snickered.
Yeah, right it is. What are you getting at?
Elle really hoped this would work for her new friend.
Well, I thought Chloe and I could go shopping with Maria.
I see. Did she put you up to this?
Elle sighed.
Nero, she's dying to be around girls, not her brothers. You all don't have to watch her 24/7. She's an adult.
Elle didn't understand because from what Maria had told her, she was never left alone. Someone always watched over her, and frankly, that didn't make any sense. Nero didn't say anything until minutes later.
You all can go under one condition.
El didn't like the sound of that.
Okay.
You let me buy you clothes, and not from fucking Goodwill or anywhere else you got worn clothes. Brand new clothes from wherever the hell my sister buys hers.
There's nothing wrong with buying clothes from Goodwill.
Elle was always judged by buying clothes from thrift shops, but the fact was, you could get hardly worn clothes for cheap, and most of the time, stores mimicked old clothes for a ridiculous price when you could buy it right at Goodwill for nothing. She should have known Nero would judge her.
I mean, look at this house.
Elle tried to push off Nero, but yet again, he held firm. Nero pushed her back into his body.
I didn't mean it like that, baby. I don't care that you wear worn clothes, but I think you should have some new clothes also. You deserve clothes that are yours and have only been yours. There's nothing wrong with buying brand new clothes either.
Damn.
Nero had completely turned that around on her. Not to mention that was possibly the sweetest thing he had said to her. Elle kissed his chest.
Fine.
Nero kissed the top of her head, and then leaned over to his nightstand to turn the lamp off. For once, Elle was at peace, not having to think about how she was going to survive another day at Legacy Prep. She felt safe as she started to drift off to sleep.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, you have to spend the same amount as Maria.
3 weeks later. Elle started gluing on the pieces of paper filled with her words to her poster board. She couldn't stop smiling, thinking about the last 3 weeks with Nero. Ever since the night she'd slept over at his house, her life had turned a complete 180. Honestly, Elle didn't even know where to start. Maria had become another good friend of hers and Chloe's. All three had clicked the day they first went shopping, and yes, Nero had made sure she spent the same amount of money as Maria did because he was there. Nero, Amo, and Vincent had taken them, staying in the background and just keeping an eye on them. Elle didn't understand why there was insistent monitoring of Maria, but every time Elle saw her flip her golden hair behind her shoulder, she began to understand. Nero spending money on her didn't end there. The day after they made up, Nero told the lunch lady to take Elle's lunch out on his account. Elle had tried to protest, but the lunch lady had taken it before Elle could get a word out. She found that pretty strange that she didn't even have something to say about it, considering she was the one who had thrown away her tray. The next day, Elle thought she would be smart and not eat at all, but that really didn't work because Nero set a tray down in front of him and her. Elle had wished the money spending had stopped there. However, when she went to the office to pay a part of her tuition she had set up on a payment plan, it was already paid. When she had confronted Nero about it, he had done what he was getting too good at, telling her she deserved everything. Then he kissed her to make her give in. Finally, he told her the last request. He had told her to cut back her hours, since she was able to keep the money. Again, she'd protested, but Nero had found a way to persuade her, saying they could spend that time together, watching all the movies she wanted. However, Nero didn't do much watching, and Elle was only able to attempt to. Lastly, Elle and Chloe hadn't been picked on the whole time. Everyone who had ever hurt her hadn't talked, looked, or even came within 5 feet of her. Elle looked up from her poster to see Stacy and Stephanie powdering their noses and under their eyes. Lately, Elle had noticed a lot of makeup caking and wearing sunglasses, and that was a hell of a lot to make it unusual. Yet everyone kept saying a bug was going around. Elle looked at their dark, baggy eyes.
I hope I don't get it.
Elle managed to glue on the final piece before the bell rang. Nero waited until everyone left before he maneuvered Elle up to sit on his lap.
What are you doing tonight?
Elle wrapped her arms around Nero's neck.
Something tells me you've made plans for me.
Nero laughed.
I might have.
Well, are you going to tell me?
No, it's a surprise. Nero put his hands in Elle's hair and brought her face toward his, giving her a firm kiss. Elle kissed him back, her tongue flicking out to trace his mouth. Her hunger had risen to new heights. Nero hadn't made a big move on her since that night 3 weeks ago, when he had given her that orgasm, her first. He still kissed her relentlessly and touched her over her clothes, but he hadn't tried anything like he had done that night. At first, Elle had been grateful, but every day her body burned hotter and craved for Nero to do something, anything. She didn't understand why he didn't try something since he had been persistent in the beginning. When things would heat up between them, Nero would stop, making Elle think something was wrong with her.
"Are you two done sticking your tongues down each other's throat? Because I would like to get the fuck out of here."
Elle quickly pulled away and stood up at Vincent's voice. Nero sighed as he went to stand.
"I'll remember that."
"I'm sure you will,"
Vincent laughed. Elle walked out of the classroom, trying not to blush when she saw Chloe and Amo talking to each other under their breath while trying not to laugh. Elle couldn't believe the two had actually started getting along.
Well, mostly.
She had noticed Chloe couldn't even look at the guys the day after she spent the night with Nero, but then again, she didn't even look at Elle much that day. She figured something must have happened at home that night because every day after that, Chloe had become more and more comfortable. Nero grabbed Elle's hand and they started walking to the student parking lot. When they finally reached Chloe's BMW, Nero opened the passenger door and Elle got in.
"I'll call you."
Nero swiftly gave her a kiss before he shut the door.
"Does he know?"
Elle looked over at Chloe's smiling face.
"Know what?" "That your birthday is tomorrow,"
Chloe answered. Elle raised her eyebrow.
"Did you tell him?"
Chloe laughed.
"No." "Then, nope."
Chapter 35. A Work of Art. Nero sat on the hood of his car, surrounded by trees and a dirt road. The sun had gone down, and Nero knew it should be any minute now. 20 minutes passed before headlights lit up his surroundings. He heard the door open and slam with a loud noise. Nero walked over to the car and another sound greeted him. The sound sang to his soul. "Finally."
"Ready, brother?"
Luca appeared beside him. Nero looked down at his hands and made two fists.
"I can't use my hands."
"I was hoping you would say that."
Luca opened the car's back door, then reached in his back seat and tossed a wooden bat to Nero. Nero walked toward the trunk and the sound grew louder. He gripped the bat in his hands.
"Now I'm ready."
Luca opened the trunk and a crying Sebastian wailed for forgiveness. Nero grabbed Sebastian's shirt and pulled him out of the trunk before he pushed him to the ground. Nero stared into Sebastian's crying, pleading eyes. He had waited 3 weeks for this moment, planning for this all to be perfect. He had started getting even with the kids at school who had made Elle's life miserable, then the ones who had touched her, and finally, the ones who had tortured her. That had caused everyone who had ever hurt Elle to start to shit their pants, waiting and wondering if he was going to come for them. Sebastian had waited the longest, scared every fucking day for the last 3 weeks. This time, he'd told Amo and Vincent he needed to get even on his own.
"You fucking lied to me, Sebastian."
Sebastian had blackmailed the quarterback to throw the milk carton at Elle. He had felt bad afterwards, and that was why he had offered to get his team to guard Elle's table. He confessed when Nero had sent out his first round of paybacks. Sebastian went to his knees.
"Please, don't..."
Nero swung the bat, crashing it against his arm. He didn't fucking care how much he begged.
He didn't give a shit when Elle begged.
Nero took his time, slamming the bat against Sebastian's body and keeping in mind every place he had ever touched Elle.
The sound of sobbing combined with the sounds of bones breaking calmed his soul. Nero leaned down and grabbed an almost unconscious Sebastian's face. He made sure he had broken every inch of his body, but left his face untouched.
I made you a fucking promise that you would be unrecognizable, and I keep my promises.
Nero pushed back the mass of hair from his face. As he stood, he looked over at Luca, leaning against the car, smoking a cigarette.
Do I finally get a turn?
Nero walked over to him.
What are you gonna do with him when you're done?
Luca flicked his cigarette towards Sebastian's body.
I thought I'd give him a ride to the hospital.
Nero strode back to his car, satisfied at giving him over to Luca. Nero had just created a work of art, but Luca, he made masterpieces. Nero got in the car and pulled out his phone. Now that he had gotten even with everyone who'd ever hurt L, he could finally claim the prize he now felt deserving of. Nero drove out onto the dirt road, smiling into the flicker of light off in the distance. L watched Maria hold up a dress. Maria shook her head.
Nope, I don't like it.
L laughed. Are you planning on going somewhere? Nero had called and asked if she would spend the night with Maria, saying she looked like she needed some girl time. L, of course, had agreed and told her parents she was staying over at Chloe's since her dad wouldn't appreciate that she was going to stay at Nero's house. Since it was a school night, too, she told them they had another project due. After all, it had worked well the first time. Maria held up another one.
What do you think?
Elle squished up her nose.
It's awfully pink.
Maria put it back.
You're right.
Elle shook her head, laughing. She watched Maria flip through some more before she stopped. Maria sighed and mumbled something under her breath. Then she went to the very back of her closet and pulled out a white dress. Elle's mouth dropped.
You own that?
The dress was plain white, yet made from expensive-looking fabric. The thing that shocked Elle was it was extremely short and tight-looking. Maria walked up to her.
Try it on.
Elle shook her head no.
There's no way I could fit into that. Come on, Elle. I just want to see what it looks like on you. Please.
Maria gave Elle puppy eyes.
Fine, I'll attempt to fit in it.
Elle snatched the dress from her. Maria laughed and walked out of the closet to shut the door.
Oh, you can't wear your bra and panties with that dress. What? I thought I was just trying it on.
Elle threw off her clothes and, to appease Maria, she stripped all the way down. Elle stuck her legs in the dress and shimmied it up, then put her arms through the straps. She smoothed the dress down, noticing it wasn't too short.
Short enough.
However, on Maria, it would have been lucky to cover her ass. Elle wondered how in the world she'd managed to keep the dress hidden from her brothers.
Okay, come in.
Maria opened the door a second later.
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Maria ran over and took Elle's hand, then dragged her over to her vanity and sat her down. Elle saw the glint in her eyes.
Oh, Lord. What are you doing now?
Elle, I have been...